The creative, the visionary, and the just plain out there. That's the goal of Michigan Radio's new project, The Next Idea. It'll focus on creativity and innovation and the ideas to move Michigan forward. We'll be featuring this project here on Stateside and looking to you and asking for your ideas. Here to tell us more is The Next Idea's executive producer, Joe Lindstroth, and joining us is Jeff DeGraff, who is a professor of innovation at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. He's also a consultant to many Fortune 500 companies and a world-renowned expert who's known as the Dean of Innovation. Good to have you both with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeff, most people, I think, could only dream of having a nickname bestowed upon them, like the Dean of Innovation. Where'd that come from?
Well, it's a long story, but I'll make it very short. When I got out of graduate school, I was 25 years old, and I was a presidential scholar in artificial intelligence. And I did something that was almost unthinkable for anybody, which was I turned down a position at an Ivy League school, and I went to work for a man who had been bankrupt 2 years earlier, Domino's Pizza. I went to work for Tom Monahan. And I was the only person who had a PhD that they had ever hired. And so people began to call me the Dean of Innovation to be funny, if you will.
Yeah.
And of course, when I left Domino's and I came to teach at the University of Michigan, the name stuck. It went from being a funny thing at the beginning to being something that maybe was a little more honorary later on.
You know, you were looking then at innovation before it became the ever-present buzzword that it is today.
Yeah, I'm one of the last students of a very famous professor named Rudolf Arnheim. And he was the guy who gave us the term visual thinking. And my interest at the time was actually how did this apply to building thinking machines? And so I became very interested in how people make inquiry into problems. And one of the areas that really fascinated me was creative thinking, and particularly how it produced valuable outcomes, which is what we call innovation.
When I say innovation, what does it mean to you, Jeff?
It means the ability to make something better and new. But to do that, there are different speeds and different magnitudes or bigness of better and new. How fast? How much? So a lot of better and new is kind of tweaking the dial. And a lot of better and new is doing something radical, a miracle drug, something that flies forever, a material that doesn't get hot, so on and so forth.
Joe Lindstroth, describe this project a little more for us.
Well, you know, bouncing off what Jeff said about better and new, behind that are people with ideas. And there are so many folks out there in Michigan with passion and these ideas to change the status quo. And so that's what we really want to harness with The Next Idea. You know, the conversation, where are we going in Michigan? How are we going to move this state forward is so huge, such an overarching conversation that we really need to break it down into manageable pieces. And that's what this will do. We're looking at barriers to new ideas, innovation. How do we retain and attract new talent to Michigan? We're looking at education. How do we prepare the next generation for the jobs that are going to be needed in this state? We're looking at the arts. How do we create vibrant urban centers, placemaking, where we attract people who want to live and work in Michigan? All sorts of things. These ideas, these conversations are endless.
And who might these contributors be that we're going to be looking at?
They're as broad and as varied as the ideas themselves. We're going to look all over the state. We're going to go to academia. We're going to look in some of the state's biggest corporations for ideas. We're going to go to the two-car garages, to the incubators. We're going to find those folks out there breaking the status quo, and we're going to bring them on here to The Next Idea. Let them share their ideas. For example, we might talk to an executive director of a nonprofit organization who's looking to use big data to radically transform how people engage with human services here in the state. We also might talk to a leader in Michigan's rising biotech industry who's writing about a new, wild new invention that might change the course of the industry here, or just how do we move this industry as a whole forward?
And then you're going to put these into essays as part of this Next Idea project. And then do I get to talk to these people on Stateside?
You do.
Yes.
We'll put the essays out online, and then we're going to bring them here on Stateside to forward the conversation along a little bit more, to hash out some of the numbers, to look at the barriers to their ideas, to hopefully engage you, the listeners, because ultimately everyone has an idea. Think of it like this. There are cities all across the state, from Grand Rapids to Ann Arbor to Detroit to Lansing. They all have incubators or accelerators, these spaces that they've devoted to bringing people together from different backgrounds and different expertises, putting them in the same room and seeing what new ideas happen. This is Michigan Radio's incubator space, if you will, where we're bringing everyone together and getting these ideas out there and collaborating and hopefully building conversations, starting conversations that will lead to some change here in the state.
Jeff, why is this important to be doing right now?
innovation isn't an amateur sport and it's not a solo sport. It's a group sport. It's a team sport. And in order to do that, you have to put the right people together, start the right conversation, and get momentum. That's the key. Innovation is not produced through alignment. It's produced through constructive or creative conflict. It's pushing and shoving that creates the hybrid idea, the new idea. I want to turn these kind of conversations into productive conversations that produce new ways of thinking, not the old ways. And that's why it's called the next idea. I'm not terribly interested in the current idea or the old idea. I traffic in new ideas. What happens next? What happens after Detroit? What happens after cars? What happens after the current medicine? And the way that's going to get done is it's going to get done between these different people who have different ideas, because innovation happens in the white spaces. It happens in the gaps between domains. Otherwise, it would be happening today. Things are changing again for the better. We've had a very long hiatus, if you will, and now it's time to kind of put our heads together, have the conversation, the difficult conversation, the wild conversation, not about what's current now, but about how to get to what's going to happen in the future.
Joe, when should we look out for the next idea?
Beginning of December, we're looking to unroll this. And again, I might stress, in order to make this work, we are in the conversation building business. So please join the conversation on Twitter, on Facebook, online. There'll be a place where we're going to ask you for you to share your ideas, for you to tell us who we should talk to next and what's happening around you that's cool, new, and different.
Joe Lindstroth is executive producer of The Next Idea, and our key partner is Jeff DeGraff, a world-renowned professor of innovation at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. You can find his first essay posted at the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. Thanks to both of you for joining me today, and we're really looking forward to this project moving along.
Thank you.
Thank you.